Hi, I'm Sian, one of the news editors at Manx Radio, and following Chief Minister Alfred Cannon's statement in the House of Keys about the Dr. Rosalind Ranson Tribunal this week, we caught up with Mr. Cannon to find out just what happens next. Well, the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon, joins us in the studio this morning. Now, Chief Minister, I want to start with some of the reaction to your statement yesterday. From your fellow MHKs, John Wonenberg has posted on social media that he expected a little more humility and a little less arrogance. Tim Glover has said he's fast losing confidence in you and your administration. Well, Rob Callister says, I think public confidence in this administration is fading fast. What is your reaction to those comments?
I think a couple of those comments may have been before the statement yesterday. And I noted John Wonenberg's, but I think that was a very specific comment in terms of my response, a particular response to this, to a question he made rather than the statement himself. I think I'm sure John Wonenberg supported the public apology that was made to Rosalind Ranson. Look, I think what's important is that we set out yesterday, clearly, obviously, the very personal public apology that was given to Dr. Ranson, but set out clearly how this is going to now move forward and move on, because it's obviously important that this does not become such an all-consuming matter that government loses its focus. We've set out a clear, concise direction in the island plan, lots of exciting opportunities for improvement for the island, real foundations for the future, and therefore it's important that this particular issue now is dealt with properly. I have to put it into context. Fundamentally, the core question for me is what led in a 14-month period from when Dr. Ranson started in January 2020 to her going to an industrial tribunal in April 2021, 14 months later, why the relationships so broke down between her and the chief executive officer, and did so in such a way they manifested themselves in others becoming involved in unprofessional ways, which ultimately led to suppression of information and, of course, the unfair dismissal of Dr. Ranson in terms of her proceeding to continue her role as the medical director with Manx Care. So in that 14 months, and bear in mind, this was a period of national crisis. There was a huge amount going on the island, a lot of concern, a lot of need for proper command control, a lot of need for government to grip a very, very serious situation. And therefore, a need to start resolving those core issues of what really led to this tribunal happening at all. And that's the vital part. So what will happen next? I clearly set out last May a response from the government in terms of reforms that were needed to bring better governance and better process and better performance management to the public sector. Those reforms, of which there are a number, are in place, are happening now, and we will continue to follow those through and track those and report back on that. The second element of this is what actually led to the structures that I think influenced the resultant tribunal, such as the information that was suppressed, that didn't reach the right channel, didn't reach the council of ministers, that led to the frustrations that Dr. Ranson had with Catherine Magson. And that needs to be resolved by the COVID independent inquiry, which is ongoing at the moment. And then the third element of this, which is the conduct of the DHSC during the hearings, particularly what happened in the liability hearings, but also potentially some other questions, those need to be answered. Those need to be examined, and they need to be done so professionally and independently.
On the public confidence issue, though, you mentioned there about the case being referred to the tribunal in April 2021. Dr. Ranson gave evidence to the Public Accounts Committee in May that year behind closed doors, and we were told, as the public at the time, oh, there's nothing to see here, there's no scandal brewing. In August that year, we reported that she had been dismissed, which came 8 months after she had been told she wouldn't be going to Manx Care. But we were told that story was inaccurate. We know from the tribunal evidence that that simply wasn't the case. The public knows it has been misled here. How do you regain that trust?
Look, I think there's a lot that's gone on around this tribunal that really needs proper examination. And you have to bear in mind, again, to put this into context, a lot of what you've just spoke about was taking place in the middle of a general election. So the awareness of, you know, a broad range of necessarily of MHKs was not necessarily there at the time. People were concentrated, were effectively out of government, and we're really focusing on a general election. So I'll have to go back and look at some of those specifics, but that's why we need to get our thoughts together, consolidate those thoughts, and that's why I'm afraid we're going to have to get some sort of independent review of some of those issues. But the point, Sian, and I think it is the fundamental point here, we could allow ourselves to get distracted and sidelined all day by lots of intricacies and technical questions about this. My job, the Council of Ministers' job, is to make sure that the governance, the proper governance, is in place so that we do not allow these situations to occur in the first place. And that's going to be the primary focus of what we need to do in the coming months, and indeed has been the primary focus of what we've been doing over the last 12 months.
Well, you did announce yesterday this idea of the independent assessment of how the DHSC handled itself, particularly during the liability hearing. Does that focus just need to be on the liability hearing? Does there need to be, should it not include the High Court appeals as well? There have been lots of questions asked around how that was handled. Should it not be perhaps a broader remit?
Well, I think the important thing is we were laying out the platform for some of the areas that needed to be looked at. I think we need to consolidate some of our thinking about the scope and terms of any such review. And my commitment, as my commitment was with the independent COVID inquiry, was to ensure that we do work closely with Tim Wald on that, and that this has a more broader political input than clearly just outside the Council of Ministers. And secondly, in any case, that matter will be discussed in Tim Wald, and I would be looking for Tim Wald support for any inquiry of that nature.
Do you yourself have any regrets about how those High Court appeals were handled?
Look, I mean, I think at the time, this really was a matter for the DHSC. The fundamentals were carried out, the assessments, the information, the full legal advice really was channeled to the DHSC. Clearly, you know, what that second appeal, there was an element of where they came to me for advice. It's really hard for me to say that until I understand the full facts. But Sian, let's get to the real heart of this. And this came down to a relationship breakdown between two very senior officers. One of those senior officers was allowed to get away effectively with suppressing information, manipulation, and malicious behaviours that in the end resulted in Dr. Ranson being awarded £3.2 million by an employment tribunal. If I'm really going to do the public a service here, then the best thing that we can do is put in place the structures, the performance management, and the culture needed to ensure that these things do not happen in the workforce, in the workplace. And clearly we've seen the outcome of what has happened here. But again, you know, I have to take this back to the real fundamentals. I think the core 6 months of the COVID crisis, in which the real foundations of this outcome were laid.
Now, you mentioned there making sure this doesn't happen again. There are, that I'm aware of, a number of cases before tribunals at the moment relating to public sector workers. What will you be doing differently? What will government do to make sure that this doesn't happen again a few months down the line?
Well, it's first of all, I mean, let's put my comments into context. You've got a workforce of 7,500 people in very diverse roles, some of them very front-facing, quite pressurised environments. If you're talking in for Manx Care, for example, you're dealing with human lives and serious situations. You put that into the police force, for example, you're dealing in highly pressurised situations. And of course, you know, the rest of the workforce has very different elements of pressure and public-facing roles. It's unlikely there will not be other tribunals in the future. The important thing is that, and some of those will be found against government and some will be found against employees and they won't succeed in their cases. But what we need to do is to ensure that as much as possible we have backing up the relationship, the culture, the performance, proper processes, professional approaches, and that complaints, whistleblowing, and people's performance and aggravations are managed properly and professionally. And I think what the Dr. Ranson case demonstrated was there was a clear gap between those That relationship breakdown and expected levels of behaviours, not just from Catherine Megson, but from some other people who were in and around that situation and circumstances who should have known better.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.